I'd like to move on and just ask a little bit more about your time as abbot of Wat Pa Nanachat. One of the things you're involved in was a model reforestation project. How did this come about, and what motivated you to promote reforestation in Thailand?
Well, I was a forest monk living in a forest, and
true.
So you go around to different monasteries, branch monasteries, and that was at a time of really rapid transition, and even on the end of quite a rapid transition of Thailand turning from a very rural agrarian economy to a more of an trying to get an international economy going that had something but part of that was built on agriculture, and that was cash crops, and a lot of forests were completely cut down just for the cash crops of, say, of sugarcane or tapioca or jute products, and especially the northeast of Thailand has very poor soil, so that the soil would be depleted and the forest would be gone. So it was a real loss for everything. So wanting to try to reestablish areas of nature and look after the places, and as well as expanding the, say, just the monastery itself, so that it's a bit more of a refuge for people, because that's in Thailand, and for those people who are, in Western Australia and familiar with Wat Bodayan, I mean, it's a refuge for so many people, just a peaceful refuge. Mm. And having these, extending the boundaries of the monastery, planting forests, and like I probably quadrupled the size of the monastery. It did all sorts of planting, and then got involved with other areas of land and forest that were being protected, as well as also, because the thing is, it's not just forests that you want to pay attention to. It's also, the villagers need to make a living, and you want to, especially when you live in we're dependent on the village, very close contact with the local community, and you really get to know the problems that they face, and part of it is just sometimes a lack of knowledge or education or some simple resources. So that trying to introduce livelihoods that would help supplement the income, their income. And that creates a stability in the village culture that is good for everybody. Trying to get them in, and also like taking them out to different development projects and get them thinking what would work in our village, what would work in our area. And when they're doing that, then they're able to look after the forests a lot more, because especially in the northeast of Thailand, traditionally the forests were really that was their market. That was their a traditional diet or way of life in northeast of Thailand is they would plant a a single rice crop, and then they would have a small gardens close to their houses with just you know, garlic and chilies and spices and whatnot. And the rest of the food was gathered from the forest.
Right.
And so that's gone now. So then trying to introduce ways of that the villagers could be planting things in areas that would give them either supplemental income or supplemental nutrition.
That's a really interesting, like the holistic way of thinking about how everything is connected, and it's like everyone wins.
Everyone wins. Everyone wins. Mm. Yeah. And
fantastic.
Yeah, and I had good people helping me out. It wasn't just me.
Of course, yeah.